The Korean War has been referred to as a police action, a conflict, or much later, as the Forgotten War. This Memorial Day, Arizona Public Media presents a new documentary about the Korean War, which pays tribute to Southern Arizona veterans. Though largely ignored by most Americans, both then and now, the Korean War was unforgettable to those who fought in it, like Marine Eddie Rios.
Nobody ever thought there was going to be another outbreak like the Korean War. We weren't ready. We never thought there was going to be another war.
The Korean Peninsula has been beset by warfare for millennia, most recently after the end of World War II. In the late 1940s, the Soviets installed a communist regime in the north and the Americans a pro-U.S. regime in the south. The demarcation line, meant to be temporary, was the 38th parallel where it dissects the country. University of Arizona Regents Professor Michael Schaller has studied the war for decades.
In some ways, South Korea was like West Berlin. It was a thumb deep inside what the Soviets considered their sphere. So the Soviets especially were anxious to push the U.S. out of their Asian mainland foothold of South Korea.
North Korea invaded the South on June 25, 1950. Immediately, the United States and the United Nations rose to the South's defense. That fall, foreign communists rallied to the aid of the North Koreans, though it wasn't mainly the Soviets. Rather, it was a country with a much longer shared border. Hundreds of thousands of communist soldiers from China. Eddie Rios.
They were coming with bugles or their whistles and they would come in hundreds, you know. They just would come in a big bunch, and we had to keep at it, you know, sometimes. We went up with 200 and some guys, and we came down with 110 or 100 and some guys. We came back.
The Korean War marked a number of firsts for the United States. It was the first war fought with integrated troops. Army Sergeant Ennis Miller was there at the beginning.
We were there for the first three POWs that came in. They were children.
Korea was the first war fought using jet aircraft, like the ones flown off of aircraft carriers by pilot Norbert Claes.
You're supposed to make 20 okay landings to be qualified. After my 10th landing, came up on a bullhorn and said, strike him below, pilots qualified. Most of the squadrons were very, very heavy with World War II pilots. They were all full lieutenants.
And for the first time, newfangled helicopters were used to transport the wounded to numerous hospitals. Nurse Carolyn Cook was at the 121st Evacuation Hospital.
They were new to us, but they were very noisy when they would bring patients in from the MASH units to us. So we would all go, everyone went to the hospital, see what you could do.
However, the dying and the associated guilt were not new to warfare. Ruben Moreno will never forget.
So I started to forum and nobody followed me, except for Manny Moreno, and he was a short little guy from Nogales. And he says, vamos, he says, he starts walking, no, not you. I says, his wife was pregnant, expecting a baby any day. No, you better, no, he says, we're going to show him that Mexicans know how to die here and anywhere else. And he sure showed him where I am because he got killed, and I felt responsible for that.
Another marked difference was the veterans' homecoming. Unlike World War II, there were no parades, no heroes welcome home. It was nearly forgotten, even before it was over. Army Engineer Spencer Titley.
And there's no poetry ever written. There were no songs. There was nothing. Nothing in the culture side marks the passage of Korea. It was basically over and done with and forgotten.
It was a terrible war. And it wasn't a police action, it was a war. Is it a forgotten war? Of course it's a forgotten war.
You know, they don't call it the Forgotten War for nothing. Nobody remembers Korea. Everybody thinks about Vietnam, but they don't think about Korea. We lost as many people in Korea as they lost in Vietnam, but the Korean War lasted a little less than 3 years, and the Vietnamese War lasted 10 years, so a little bit of difference. We had one heck of a lot of casualties.
They can call it whatever they want. I think it was a war, and that's it. A lot of guys were dying and getting wounded, and they can call it the Forgotten War or the conflict, but it was a war, and that's it.
For those who choose to remember and to learn, it is not forgotten. Some of the lessons still ring true today. Professor Schaller.
It certainly isn't forgotten by the Korean people, who are in some ways still fighting that war. It's still a divided country at war. There's a ceasefire, but there isn't a peace. There's still 50,000 American troops or close to it and have been there for half a century. I think it's one of its many lessons is be careful. Wars can tend to take unpredictable courses.
No matter the course or the outcome of the Korean War, many of the veterans remember the war with considerable, well-deserved pride.
I'm proud of what we did, and we did it, and I think the words at the Korean Memorial spell that out. Freedom is not free, and we went to the help of a country that needed it.
Adding to this recollection were John Meek and Bill Williams. It was narrated by Ted Pritchard and produced by Tom Clesby. Unforgettable, The Korean War is a new documentary from Arizona Public Media. It airs on PBS stations around the country starting next month. In honor of veterans, there's a special Memorial Day premiere this Monday, May 31st, on PBS HD Channel 6 at 9 p.m. We have more information at azpm.org.